This week, Cam Newton on the Harbor One Hotline, brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. Also brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And here is my quarterback and Wiggy's quarterback, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Cam Newton. Morning, Cam.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Actually, just real quick, I want to know if you are familiar with the career of Jermaine Wiggins, who you speak to on this show. Do you know anything about Wiggy's career with the Patriots?
I do believe that he was a living legend. Okay. And played tight end here.
Okay.
And a local local legend at that as well. So
there you go. Uh-huh. And I'm a Bulldog, so he's a Tiger, so we kind of collide a little bit on that one.
Let's just say we got common enemies. That makes us even closer.
There you go.
Cam, do you look at Sunday's game as a positive, even though you guys came up short?
I mean, that's a trick question for me, man, because obviously there's history with losing, and it doesn't change. And, you know, people, you know, the outpour of, you know, this, that, and the third of the performance. You know, I played this game for one reason and one reason only, and make no mistake about it. So as far as my expectations, yeah, we played a good team in Seattle, but at the end of the day, we had our opportunity to win a football game when we did. And I just know who I am. I'm not surprised by the performance. And, you know, just moving forward, you know, we just have to find ways to win, because we don't want to look back week 12 and we're in a battle for something. You don't know what week 12 is going to look like. So, therefore, we've got to capitalize every opportunity that we get.
Well, obviously a lot of talk about that play call at the end of the game. If you had to do that over, would you run the same play?
The same damn play. Listen, we've ran the play four times, and it's not my job to go back and forth with what coach decides. It's my job to execute what coach decides. Simple and plain. And for me, we ran the play four times, and we were successful three of those four times. And the fourth time was obviously the last play. But yet, through it all, you know, that's championship caliber football, and we just have to be better. I have to be better. And there's an opportunity when I look back at the film. I could have bounced it, you know, and it would have been a walk-in. But yet, through it all, we know scrutiny. I know scrutiny would have came. Doesn't matter what the play call would have been. Let's be honest. If I would have handed the ball off, sure, it would have been, you know, scrutiny. If I would have dropped back the pass, well, you can't do that. We're on the one-yard line. Just run it in with, you know. Either way it would have went, you would have had scrutiny. And it's just up to us as players, me specifically, to just do a better job of executing and putting this team in the best situation.
And do you look back, when you look back at that ball to Edelman in the end zone, you look at film, are you a guy who says, oh, I wish I put that in a different place for him, or I wish I took a little zip off that ball, or do you not go back and look at stuff like that?
I do. There was a couple plays in the game that I just wish, you know, I had back, but that's every single game. And, you know, you can't play up tight. You just have to live in the moment. And through it all, you know, there was a combination of a lot of things, you know, especially when I talked to Jules. He was like, man, I could have got it. And I knew, you know, it was catchable for him and his expectations, but it came in with a lot of heat. And it was high. There was a combination of that. There was a combination of just fatigue. And, you know, going back and forth, you know, it could have been a better ball. I knew it could have been a better ball. And in those type of situations, that separates, you know, the good from the great to the elite.
Some of the – when it comes to throwing the ball, I think some of the Newton naysayers were concerned about your arm this season. You threw for almost 400 yards on Sunday night. What, if anything, is different when it comes to throwing the ball this season for you?
Sorry about that. I wouldn't say it's anything different. You know, I just think a lot of people are just more aware of of what I'm doing. You know, and I've been probably the storyline here ever since I've been, you know, affiliated with the Patriots, and that's understood. But yet at the end of the day, you know, more eyes have been on me and possibly more than my career ever, obviously because of the market, obviously because of the team, obviously because of other circumstances that I don't necessarily care about or don't mind. And when people see you do certain things that they say you couldn't do, you know, it becomes and a shocker. But for me, I play this game and I prepare for this game probably like no other, you know, player, because, you know, I have to have the endurance like a wide receiver. You know, I have to have the, you know, the physical, you know, toughness as a running back, and just the intuitiveness and the being cerebral like a quarterback. So I wouldn't necessarily call myself a quarterback. I more or less call myself a football player that just so happens to play quarterback. And, you know, when people see that, you know, it's foreign to them, and especially the way that and how I run and play the football. So, now I've been playing like this for years, and just having the opportunity to throw it as much, you know, I just got to do a better job of protecting the football. And as long as I do that, I know that coach, you know, will entrust in me to have the ball in my hand.
Cam, would you say Josh McDaniels is the best offensive coach you've ever worked with?
I wouldn't say that. No, that's, you know, I don't believe in, you know, best and, you know, this, that, and the third. I do believe, you know, our match has been, you know, relatively special. Knowing his culture style, knowing his expectation, knowing his, you know, fieriness. And, you know, I told him day one, you know, it doesn't make me nervous by no means. It's just like a sports car. As long as you keep pressing that gas, it's my assumption and my expectation to get up to speed of how you want things. So it doesn't matter, you know, if the meetings, your expectations, the meetings, your expectations on the field, it's not my job to keep going back and forth with you. It's my job to get it done. And just like Sunday, he called something. I didn't get it done. So, you know, therefore, you know, I have to be better.
Cam, now I've been a lifelong fan of this Pats team since I could walk. And one of the things as a player, I always felt like I was a guy who was underpaid. And I know you have your documentary coming out, 86 Days. And, you know, there's a list of quarterbacks out there, like guys like Andy Dalton, Blaine Gabbert, Marcus Mariota, Nathan Peterman, that when you look at them, they make more money than you. And I know as a player who was in a role before of not getting what I feel like I deserve. What type of motivation does that make you have? Because I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension. So if you need an agent, I'm a guy that you need to have on your team, and I truly believe this team should do that. But how do you feel as a player when you look around the league and you see guys, you know, making a lot more than you, when you look at your production versus their production?
That's surprisingly, but true and factual enough. If I do what I'm supposed to do, as I'm expecting to, that will not even be a topic of discussion here moving forward. And that's, like I said, you're talking to a person who, you know, money at this particular point in my career is not important, right? And let's be honest. Like, I've made money, you know, but for everything that I play this game for, I haven't received yet. And that's why I'm playing. So it's not about money. It's about respect. And when you, and especially going back to the negotiation table, when this opportunity presented itself, I didn't want to even keep going back and forth, you know, for this and that. And I said, listen, let's get the deal done. Let's do it. And for all this work, it's just going to pay dividends moving forward. And I do believe this, you know, a wise man once said that, and that wise man is my father. All blessings do not come in financial, you know, means. You know, just because, you know, you have money and do that, you know, blessings comes in many different forms than that, financial compensation. So, you know, for me, if I do what I'm supposed to do, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
Speaking of that, how early on in the process did you and Bill start talking? Because there were some reports that you guys were talking pretty early on at the end of last season.
Talking?
Yeah.
I first talked to Bill on the phone. Had to be in Washington. It had to be around the June-ish time. Late March, June. I don't know the exact date, but I just remember me being in L.A. and I was working out during that time, and I remember going to L.A. after, weeks after, my birthday. So, with that being said, that alone, was just something that kind of, kicked me in my hind parts and, said, all right, it's time to go. Everything else was obviously documented and etched in stone.
Were you able to sense right away just on the phone that it could potentially be, as you call it, a match made in heaven, or did it take a while to get to that point?
No, I knew it was different. And I was been on record to say, a lot of doubt and a lot of questions were answered the first time I talked to Bill Belichick, and that statement is true. It was no question about it why he has had so much success, because I don't want to keep going back and it's the same thing that I said, but there is a stigma about the Patriots. There's a stigma about Belichick that a lot of people don't necessarily know unless you know. And after talking to him, you could kind of, I'm like, whoa, what just happened? And you could kind of see how he was able to sustain success for so many years, have a perplex of many different players, different player styles, different cultures growing up. And, with me coming in, it didn't surprise me, the relationship that we've had. And, it's just been great.
I know you said you don't like to do bests, but do you think Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
He's playing some good football. And for me to see it, kind of to eyeball it myself on Sunday night, it was a well-played, game at the quarterback position. I don't get into who's the best. I mean, we all, if you ask 10 quarterbacks who's the best quarterback, they're all going to have the same answer. And it's a two-letter word that begins with M, So, I'm not going to get into it. Who's the best? Who's not the best? He played an exceptional game of football. I didn't expect anything less, to be honest with you. I played the Seattle Seahawks probably more than any other team outside of my division in the NFC South. And, I'm very familiar with, who Russell Wilson is, what Russell Wilson is capable of, because I've seen him, perform by his leg, by his feet. I mean, obviously, his arm and just the thinking of the game, So I've been a fan of, Russell Wilson since day one and, still a fan.
Cam, there was a lot of talk last season and, early on preseason-wise about the weapons that this team has when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. Do you feel like you need another receiver? Would you like to see the Patriots do something when it comes to that position?
Man, I'll say this. The answers are in that locker room. Simple and plain. We got Lil Bud, Doughboy, Highway 11, and, my germs. So we good to go. And let me rewind that. We have Jahmyr Bird. Mm-hmm. N'Keal Harry, Julian Edelman, and Jacoby Myers. So.
Now, Kim, one of the things that, I kind of touched a little bit about is, as fans here, we've known one guy for so long in Tom Brady, and that's why we're all hopeful that there'll be some type of contract extension for you during the season. And I know you talked about winning and how important that is to you in that respect level. So if there wasn't an opportunity, and hopefully this does present itself where they, were to come to you and say, hey, listen, we want to do something with you this season, during the season, would you do it? And would you, maybe take a little bit less because of the culture that is here in New England, as far as with Bill and his ability to get teams to be successful and play for championships, because I think you guys are a legit Super Bowl contender.
I understand what you're trying to do, and I understand what you're trying to say, but you must understand that is literally the last of my worries. And if we had to put an analogy in it, mm-hmm. that's probably under so much work at my desk that, you know, I'm not really too much focused on. I do admire and love the culture of the Patriots. And, you know, it's been a place for me that's been therapeutic. This is a place that has been kind of rather challenging for my growth, and it's making me better. And also, you know, it has been a place that has given me everything for my needs at this particular point in time in my life. So, you know, yet through it all, I'm going to let the cards, you know, shuffle the way they shuffle and, you know, do the things that I can't control.
Cam, did you watch the Raiders game last night?
I peeked it.
Got to get a little prep. Got to get a little work for the team. You know, that's who they'll be playing next.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a great game.
Yeah. So you're getting ready for them. What do you see there that you got to focus on Sunday?
Well, you know, not being able to, you know, look too much into details and not overreacting to what you see on TV. But, you know, they're very well coach team, and we know that a team that's put together, and you know, it says a lot for a team to you know, be 2-0 in this particular matter. But at the same time, it really is, you know, they played the team that they played extremely well, and I wouldn't expect anything, you know, on Sunday. And, you know, we just have to be able to put our best foot forward. And one thing that we cannot do is be so optimistic of the performance on Sunday that we kind of bypass the reality of nobody really cares. You know, just do your job and just be prepared to rock and roll on Sunday and make Sunday an opportunity to make everything right. And that's what we're planning on doing.
There's a little winter chill in the air today. I'm wondering if you're looking forward to playing in the snow or not.
Now, listen here. Being here and the weather, I haven't been able to wear certain things that I've mostly been dying to wear. So the swag is going to be immaculate regardless. But yeah. Now it's throwing a different element. Now Boogie's able to wear a whole suite of things that, you know, people weren't accustomed to me wear before, mm-hmm. but please do not be surprised.
I mean, I got to tell you, I love the shoes on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was the brand?
Alexander McQueen.
McQueen.
Loved them.
My man got swag. Yeah. Yep. He got that swagger. Mm-hmm.
I would ask to borrow them, but I'm guessing that you might be bigger than a 10.5. I mean, is that accurate?
Man, listen, growing up how I grew up, bro. You just a couple socks away.
There you go. Make a fit.
Do you feel like at some point during, I don't want to distract you, but at some point during the season, you'd be willing to dress me? I'm not, you know, these guys make fun of my white t-shirt. And
he needs help, man. He really needs help, bro.
Would you be willing to at some point give me some advice?
Man, what y'all did not know in, you know, the fine tunes of my contract, since we're talking contracts, mm-hmm. being that if I hit certain incentives, I will be able to dress all the coaches, including Bill Belichick.
Oh,
so really?
Yeah. I'm looking forward.
We get him a nice fresh fedora is what we need to do.
Can you imagine?
You know?
Oh, boy.
That's what
that
we need.
That was a joke, by the way. That was a joke. He probably
not national media already picked it up, Cam. Too late.
Get him a fedora and a nice little gold chain. I think Bill would look good.
You know what I'm saying?
A little roly with some ice in it. Let him shine on him.
I mean, I don't wear no ice, but, you know, it's a good little Rolex, a good timepiece on his arm. That'd be good.
The quarterback question of the week for Cam Newton is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. Just go to northeastmenshealth.com. And the question is, in doing a little research, I had come across this information about you eating the same post-game meal after a win. And so, A, I wanted to know if that was accurate, and B, if you're still doing that.
What is the meal?
What I read was fish sticks, fries, large fries, and a large Sprite. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Oh, no, that is inaccurate, being that I am vegan, so the fish stick part is gone. But what I would do, I knew where that person got that information from. When I was eating meat, or I was pescatarian at the time, I was only eating fish, I would reward myself by going to McDonald's and getting two fish fillets, large fry, and a Sprite every Monday.
Get that McDonald's money.
Sounds like a Travis Scott meal right there.
Right. It does. Right. Yeah, it's like the Travis Scott meal.
No, the boogie, the Ace Boogie meal, you dig? but being that I am vegan, I don't eat no more fish sticks. But yeah, that was cool.
Okay. Well, listen, reward yourself. If you go as far as Wiggy thinks you might go this season, you ought to just one time.
Enjoy it, man.
Reward yourself with the fish fillets.
It's a lot, yes. Maybe McDonald's will even get you a commercial like Travis Scott.
All right. Well, Cam, it's great talking to you, and we look forward to, A, watching everything on Sunday, and then, B, talking to you about it again come Monday. So thanks for checking in this morning, all right?
Yes, I appreciate you guys. You guys have a great week now.
And I promise you, if you need any help on getting a new deal, Wiggy is the guy. He wants to help. He wants to help.
I've dealt with Belichick before, and I know his sweet spot.
What is it, Subway?
Yeah, just start talking to him about a lot of football. Get him distracted.
All right, Cam, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day now.
You too.
That was Cam Newton on the Harbor One Hotline, brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and also brought to you by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details.